China has recalled its ambassador to Lithuania and demanded that the Lithuanian government recall its ambassador to China. It comes after the government in Lithuania allowed the Taiwan authorities to open a representative office under the name of Taiwan. A spokesperson for the Chinese government said that a decision by Lithuania violates the spirit of the communique on the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries, adding that a move undermined the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China. The spokesperson also reiterated that there's only one China and that the government of the People's Republic of China is the sole legal authority representing the whole of the country. The Hong Kong chief executive has said local authorities support the inclusion of the anti-foreign sanction law in Annex 3 to the basic law of the Special Administrative Region. Carrie Lam said she also endorses the law's implementation in Hong Kong through local legislation, and she submitted suggestions to the central authorities. Lam noted that the legislation adopted by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress is aimed at safeguarding national sovereignty, security, and development interests, adding that Hong Kong, as an inalienable part of China, also has the related constitutional responsibilities. Official data show that China's foreign trade hit a record high of over 21.3 trillion yuan from January to July this year, up 24.5% year-on-year. The figures were released by the Ministry of Commerce in Beijing on Tuesday. The chairman of Eastern Airports at overseas the Nanjing Lukou International Airport has been put under disciplinary and supervisory investigation. Feng Jun is being investigated by Jiangsu's Provincial Communist Party of China Commission for Discipline Inspection and the Provincial Supervisory Commission after a COVID-19 outbreak at the airport resulted in the spread of the virus to other parts of China. China is stepping up efforts to prevent COVID-19 infections at its hospitals. It comes as authorities intensify efforts to rein in a resurgence of locally transmitted cases. They've released guidelines requiring all COVID-19 patients to be hospitalized in isolation wards in designated hospitals and kept separate from other patients. The guidelines also apply to asymptomatic carriers of the coronavirus. The document also requires staff at isolation wards to be fully vaccinated. It says that staff at such facilities must be subjected to closed-off management. Authorities say more than 1.79 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in China. The National Health Commission made the announcement on Tuesday. The German capital is witnessing an influx of foreign tourists as authorities ease COVID-19 curbs. Berlin is often ranked third on the list of Europe's most visited cities after London and Paris. Lionel Messi has reportedly reached agreement with Paris Saint-Germain to move to the French football club on free transfer. FC Barcelona confirmed last week that the Argentine superstar would not be renewing his contract with the Spanish club.